Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
I would like to start with a statement of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Ibn Mas'ud is one of the grand Sahaba that understood the Quran and was one of the first Muslims into Islam. Allahu Akbar. So he says, and obviously he would not say something of the unseen unless he learned it from who? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, يُؤْتَ الرَّجُلُ فِي قَبْرِهِ. When the person dies and they are in their grave, the angels, they come and they play a role into punishing the person that is deserving of punishment where? In the grave. And when the person is dead, where do they start with? From the bottom, from the feet. Whatever the feet went to places it was not supposed to go, whatever the feet did, things that it's not supposed to do, or if the feet did not go to places that it should have went to, the angels, they come and they punish that individual. So the angels, they come to punish the feet and then move on in the body parts. So the feet speaks. And the feet says, no, you cannot come to me. Regardless of what the feet did. Why? What authority do you have? Because this same feet stood up to read Surah Al-Mulk. Allahu Akbar. So because of the honor of reading Surah Al-Mulk in your salah, maybe you're walking, that will now protect you from being punished of other sins. Wallah, if we just stop just here and we close everything, Jazakumullah khair, is that not enough of a motivation to learn it, understand and memorize it? We're not even done yet. So then the angels, they proceed. They are convinced. They have been directed. Oh, he used to stand up and read Surah Al-Mulk. They move on, then they go to the upper body, to the chest and to the heart, to go and punish that person for any ill feelings they might have had, for whatever they had in their hearts, that they loved things they're not supposed to love, or they hated things they're not supposed to hate. So they want to punish. So then the chest area speaks, no, don't come to the heart and the chest. Why? What protection do you have? That heart, wa'a, understood and comprehended. That heart was filled with the words of Surah Al-Mulk. The kingdom, the dominion, the sovereignty, Surah number 67. So the angels, they go now to the head. That's the last part, to go punish them for whatever they saw that was inappropriate, for whatever they said that was wrong. So then they come to punish the face and so on. May Allah protect us, say ameen. And by the way, this hadith proves what? It proves the punishment of the grave. So they come to punish. So then the face, the tongue, and the eyes, they speak. What is it? They used to recite Surah Al-Mulk. So because of that, do not punish them. That's the honor and the blessing of that one surah. May Allah make us of those who understand it and memorize it, Ameer Rabbil Alameen. That's why Ibn Mas'ud, he says, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Surah Tabarak, the Surah Al-Mulk, that has other names, Surah Tabarak as well, hiya al-mani'a, is the protector. Mani'a from what? Protector from the punishment of the grave. And ready for this amazing piece of information? Ibn Mas'ud said, Surah Al-Mulk was revealed in the Torah. Who received Torah? Which prophet? So Musa alayhi salam, now we know something. Some surahs were revealed to other prophets, the same surah. And some surahs were special only to Ummat Muhammad. Surah Al-Mulk, no. It even came to Musa alayhi salam, shows you the power of the surah. Then he says, رضي الله عنه, من قرأها في ليلة. Whoever reads it at night or one night, فقد أكثر وأطيب. Then that's the best of things you can do. So may Allah allow us to be able to recite Surah Al-Mulk night and day, and may Allah reward us for that effort. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. So you guys ready, inshallah, to go through Surah Al-Mulk? There are a total of 30 verses. Let's see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts this wonderful, powerful surah that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam consistently used to read it. Allah says, تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير. Allah said, تبارك, greatness and holiness. تبارك, always and forever will exist. تبارك, His goodness is abundant. Look how Allah starts. تبارك. You know we say تبارك الرحمن. We don't say Tabarak Ahmed or Tabarak Khadija. You can't do that. Only Allah Tabarak, Tabarak al-Rahman. So then Allah says, Tabarak, who is exactly? Alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. The one whom the entire world is under his hand and under his control. This ayah comes in very handy, especially nowadays. Knowing Allah has full control of everything. There's nothing that is happening Allah is unaware of. Allah is fully aware, not just fully aware. Allah says, وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ what? قَدِيرٍ. Because sometimes you may own something, but you can't do anything about it. You can't even sell it. You can't even rent it out. You own it, but not full ownership, right? So Allah says, I own everything, and I can do anything. Why is it handy, especially now, when you see what's happening in Gaza? Like, since Allah has control, Allah has His hand in it, and Allah is able to do anything, why not do something about it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's a lot that can be said. Number one, generally speaking, Allah asks the questions, not you, generally. Unless you're asking out of respect, like, how does Allah do things? Like, is there a wisdom that is shared with us? That's fine to ask. But not in a way to argue with Allah. Is that fair, inshallah? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the next verse, tells you how this world works. How does Allah operate the world? What's in the next ayah? How does Allah operate the world? Who knows? الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, humbles us all. You agree? We're all humbled with the first verse. تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكُ هُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ Now some people will say, well, I'm capable too. I can do whatever I want. Out of everything Allah has control over, what is the first thing He tells you? What is it that He has control over? The first thing. Created death. Yeah, the death. Go ahead, do something about death. Look how humbling. You know, the playoffs, the NBA playoffs now is taking place. Not that I recommend watching, walala. But, you know, you hear the term or terminology, oh, this guy just got owned. When he gets dunked on. Right? What? So I had to actually look it up, like, just to confirm before I speak it. I'm like, what does get owned mean? It means what? Got what? Humbled. The guy jumped above him and slammed the ball and scored. So then the guy got posterized, subhanAllah. Right? So got humbled. So now this like is a dagger. So Allah says, I have control over everything and I can do whatever I want. Do something about death. We just got owned. Because nothing you can do about death. Absolutely nothing. During COVID, and there is an article by MIT. It's a university in Massachusetts. One of the top actually in the world. It released an article where the top billionaires on earth, they came during COVID time into a mansion in California. Among them was Jeff Bezos, the owner or so of Amazon, or the CEO. So then when he came, what's their point? They offered hundreds of millions of dollars to scientists. You go look up the article yourself. What is it that they want? They reached a level of wealth that maybe our minds can never imagine. And they're coming together, several billionaires, to find a solution to the cells, not to age. How can we always be alive and never get old? And they're spending millions and millions of dollars regarding that. But what do we know from Surah Al-Mulk? Oh, you who reads it, inshallah, and you who will, inshallah, memorize it. Who created death? Allah. And can anyone run from it? Allah says, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ They spend their billions and their millions. There's nothing they can do about death. Look how humbling the surah is. And in case someone says, well, Allah created us, so خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ الْحَيَاةَ Life, so Allah needs us. No, Allah doesn't need you. Does Allah need you? How do you know that? For many reasons. Go to the first verse. What do you notice in the first verse? تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ what? الْمُلْكِ Who's saying that? Who's praising? Allah's praising who? Himself. Allah doesn't need your praise. No one can praise Allah. No one can say how great Allah is better than Allah. So there's no need for you and I. Simple example, not a perfect one. A teacher gives the students assignments. Does your grade in the assignment, generally speaking, determines if the teacher keeps the job or not? Do you tell the teacher, you need me to submit the assignments? That's how you get paid. A'udhu billah, you and your parents that brought you, right? No, you get an F, you get an A plus, it doesn't matter. I'm giving you assignments for you to become better. Allah is the best of examples. When Allah tests you and Allah tells you, worship me and all that stuff, not because He needs you. Allah can replace us in no time. يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُ أَمْثَالَكُمْ Allah says, I can change you with people that will never be like you. Allahu Akbar, look at the wording. So Allah already praised Himself, and now He's now moving on to tell us He created death and He created life. Why did Allah do that? Why did Allah create death and life? What did Allah tell us? What's the wisdom? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا Brothers and sisters, you are here in this world as a test. Done deal. So every time we read this surah, why is it frequently read? Because look at the beginning. Always remember, it's a test. Yesterday, what happened? Oh, you who is in Dearborn, and I'm sure neighboring cities. What happened at 1 a.m. last night? Who was awake? All of us. If you did not wake up, Allahumma barik. You're like, what are you talking about? What happened at 1 a.m.? It was thunderstorms, like unlike anything else. Now, see that? See it as a test. See it as a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How will you react to it? May Allah protect us. Will you react in a way that when you heard that thunder, when you heard that sound, and you saw the light, did it cause you to be humble to Allah and make dua to Allah? Did it cause you to remember, if this is the sound of lightning, thunder, and so on, how are the sounds of bombs on our brothers and sisters in Gaza? Did that sound push you at the last third of the night to make dua to them, to make dua for them? May Allah allow us to remember that which is right. And may Allah make us pass every test. You get tested right, left, and center. Some of us are very healthy. That's a test. Are you going to be grateful or not? You're healthy, you're strong. How will you react to that test? Many times, let's be very honest, it's genetics. Yes, you worked out a little bit. How many people worked out as hard as you and took supplements more than you and you're still bigger than them? Yes? How many of us try to work so hard to make so much money, but the guy who works less has more money than you? So sometimes it's just you have to submit that it's Allah who provides. This is not a call for you not to work, and you will see the next few verses. It's remarkable. But it's just for you to realize how Allah's methodology in the world is. Who works harder for food? Just think about it. You, me, or the people of Gaza? Who do you think works hard to get food? Who do you think? People of Gaza. Who has more food? We do. We have, one of us, almost every one of us individually, you have more food than an entire village in Gaza right now. What do you do? Nothing. DoorDash. Right? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Where do you get the money from? I don't know. There's a joint account between my parents and I, debit. I don't know. You don't even know how you paid for it. And you didn't do anything. I'm not making you feel guilty, but I'm making you realize, don't be full of yourself. There's people that work harder than you. So this whole notion that you watch on Instagram reels or Facebook or articles or that says hustle and keep going and you keep grinding and then you will always make it. Inshallah. Inshallah. Because there's people that are a lot brighter than us that are not where we are at today. Yes or no? Keep that in mind. So always say Alhamdulillah. May Allah grant us the best. May Rabbil Alameen. So Allah says this is a test. And then the other hand, hardship. Now some of us may be very ill and sick. How will that make you feel? Are you going to be envious to the one who is strong and powerful and healthy? You being very ill, does that make you now give up on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Every part of your life is a test. Just like how I got tested yesterday at the masjid. For the first time, I was praying Isha, half knocked out because how late it is, may Allah forgive us. And a kid next to me, I think he misunderstood. You usually say foot to foot, right? Foot to foot. This guy, I think he heard it foot on foot. Wallahi, literally, I've never had that before in my life. The kid, he came and he put his entire foot on my right foot. Then I'm like, what are you doing? And then he's staring at me, like, do something about it. He's under 18, he knows the law. I said, if he was over 18, he might go back to Allah. Anyhow, just go back. Right? So he steps on my foot, and I'm like, okay, if I push him, there's like surveillance. I don't know. Everything goes in your mind. So then I'm like, you know, whatever. So then eventually he leaves and he gets irritated. So then he looks at me, he makes ruku', he looks at me and he coughs. I'm like, into me. Like, even shaitan might have been like, that's a lot, right? May Allah protect us. Like, where is your parent? This is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are you imagine going to quit going to the masjid? Are you going to lose your cool and be physically abusive? You see how it's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? However you look at it. Alhamdulillah, we handled the job really well after Isha. Anyhow, right? So the point being is that, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ What's the word? أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا What's أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا? How do you translate in English? أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا Allah is going to test who has أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا The best of deeds. Let me share with you one of the ulama, how he explained this major understanding and rule. Al-Fudayl ibn Iyad, a grand scholar. Remember that wonderful name. Al-Fudayl ibn who? Iyad. Fantastic. So he says, أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا Allah is testing you to see your best of deeds, meaning أَخْلَصُهُ وَأَصْوَابُهُ Explain. The most sincere and the most accurate. So there's two layers to it. The most sincere and the most what? Accurate. So one of the people sitting, you didn't help us. Ya Aba Ali, that's his kunya, his nickname. Ma akhlasu wa ma aswabu. What do you mean Allah is testing you to see the best of deeds as in the most sincere and the most accurate? So Al-Qadi, he says, Inna al-amal, the action, the deed, if it was sincere but not correct, it's rejected. Like let's say after this session, you guys are very spiritually high. You're like, man, my iman, Allahu Akbar. It's incredible. Brother, we have Maghrib at what time? About 8:50, sah? Maghrib is how many raka'at? 3, alhamdulillah. All right. 3 raka'at. Then you're like, you know what? Can we pray 5? I'm like, sister, why? Because I just feel my iman is so high, I want to like, you know, seize the moment. I'm like, sister, Maghrib is 3 raka'at. Yeah, but I don't know if I'll get this high spiritually again. No, if you do 5, will Allah accept? No. Even if you are sincere. So Fudayl ibn Iyad says, you being sincere, without the action being accurate, Allah will reject. And he says, وَإِن كَانَ غَيْرْ خَالِصْ And if it was not sincere, but accurate. Someone prayed and they don't even have wudu and they don't even care. They just did it so they don't get complained by their parents or whoever is around. Would Allah accept? They prayed 3 raka'at, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. They took the Tuesday halaqa and everything about salah. Doesn't matter why. They left the sincerity. So then he says, therefore, it requires you to be sincere. Then he explains, for the sake of Allah, and it has to be accurate according to Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So keep that in mind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to fulfill this. This is the call for all of us to further educate ourselves about Islam. And what are the names that Allah highlights? What are the names of His? What's His names that He highlights here? Al-Aziz Al-Ghafur. And you will see these names as a theme throughout the surah. Then after Maghrib, inshallah, possibly after Maghrib, we will talk about, actually that has to be before Maghrib, two other names that continues the rest of the surah. Sounds good? Aziz means what? Mighty, powerful. But what's amazing is that many people today who are very powerful, they lack mercy. Someone has so much influence, has generally any rahmah, very minimal. So Allah says, I'm so mighty. I cause death, I cause life, I own the world. So Allah says, Ghafoor, I'm the most forgiving. You mess up, you try to become a better person, you'll be forgiven. I wouldn't punish you for that, but just go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me illustrate this to you in one hadith. Can you all memorize the hadith inshallah? Very simple. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, ma min abdin, not a single servant of Allah. Are we all servants to Allah? So all, every servant, pay attention. Not a single servant of Allah commits a sin. And who doesn't? Then they do 3 things. How many? Then he goes and he makes very good wudu. Nice wudu. Then prays 2 raka'at. 2 units of prayer. Number 3, ثُمَّ يَسْتَغْفِرِ اللَّهِ And you seek Allah to forgive you. What happens? إِلَّا غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ Allah forgives all your sins. Allahu Akbar. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read an ayah, not in Surah Al-Mulk, in another surah. He says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ He's showing you why he's saying this. What's one of the wisdoms? It's because Allah said so. Allah said those who may commit an immoral act or they wronged themselves, then they remember this is inappropriate. So they sought Allah's forgiveness. Maybe they heard the hadith, one of us, I can't believe I did this. You feel miserable. You feel like a hypocrite. I just attended a 3-hour session on May 16th. And right before I went to bed, I watched something haram. Shaitan wants to attack you. Don't you ever attend these sessions because it's useless. There's something wrong about you. He messes you up. So how do you clear that thought and bring up hope? Make wudu, pray to rak'at, Ya Allah, forgive me. And Allah says, as long as you're not stubborn, as long as you're trying, I promise to forgive, and Allah will never ever break His promise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now going to go on to tell us, what else does He have in control? How about the whole universe? Allah, first thing He told you, I created death and what was the other thing? Life. It was very humbling to all of us, right? So now we're going to zoom out. Not you anymore. Zoom out. Not just earth. Allah further out. Allah says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا. Allah says, I created 7 heavens, 7 different skies, one above the other. مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَانِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتٍ. You will never find a single error or a single mistake in the creation of Allah.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Look at the 7 skies. فرجع البصر. Allah says, look again. Pay attention again. هل ترى من فطور? Do you see any inappropriate designs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I remember I went to a masjid last year. And in that masjid, the imam and the president, they walked me in the musalla area. And they said to me, it was a nice big masjid. And he said, Brother Majid, do you notice something in the musalla? And I felt horrible because I don't notice anything special. I said, give me a hint. He's like, the size of the prayer area? Look. I'm looking around, I can't find anything special. And they seem very proud of the thing that I can't find. So he said, do you not notice as big as the prayer area, there are no pillars holding the ceiling? I'm like, oh my God, that's true. Now, do we have pillars? You see the pillar right there. And there's another one over to the right. And look how the size. The musalla was actually quite large and it avoided having pillars. Generally, it doesn't have to be like, we don't have to be all like the best of construction workers or engineers to understand this. But for you to be able to have a ceiling so wide and so high without having poles, that's a lot of work. And by the way, it's a lot more expensive. And one of the ways to work it, they have beams that hold it. So he's showing how much money the community spent. So subhanAllah, what came to my mind, how many times we take the sky for granted. A sky that is being held by Allah. And Allah says in the Quran, the pillars that which you cannot see. We take things for granted. So throughout the surah, this is what was going to happen, inshallah. Allah's going to talk about the sky. Allah's going to talk about the birds. Allah's going to talk about the earth. So what we will pretend, inshallah, that we never knew these things. And as if we're hearing it for the first time. 7 skies. How big is the universe? There's something called, it's good information, inshallah, observable universe. What is it called? Observable universe. What's observable universe? From the word, you can tell. Anything that the humans were able to observe is in the observable universe. So what does it mean? There are stuff that the humans have not yet observed or seen. Fantastic. Now, how much our scientists across Earth with every technology and every satellite, how much have they observed of the universe? Let me give you some numbers. Ready, inshallah? It is 93 billion light years across. You're like, brother, I have a confusion between miles and kilometers. You tell me light years. Simplify. I'll simplify. Inshallah, I feel you. That's why I'm doing this work, inshallah. A light year, one light year is 5.9 trillion miles. One light year is how long? 5.9 what? Trillion dollars. Not too far from how much Trump took from our brothers. Anyhow, let's move on. Okay. 5.9 trillion miles, one light year. How big is the observable universe? That number times 93. So 55, I don't know what the number is, but 55, then add 22 zeros next to it. Miles. 22 zeros next to the 55. Simplify it more. May Allah bless Cloud and ChatGPT. I'll help you. All right. So it says if you could drive a car at a highway speed for 60 miles per hour. Now we're talking. Now I understand. On Southfield. Okay, let's move on. If you could drive a car at a highway speed of 60 miles per hour, how long would it take you to cross what the humans have seen? 1 trillion years. 60 miles per hour going, not 9 hours, not going 2 days to California. You go travel for 1 trillion years. That's how much we have observed. So for all of us, we got humbled again. The world doesn't revolve around us. The world is a lot bigger than us. 7 skies. And all the observable universe is under the first sky. You see how grand Allah's creation is? You see how majestic Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is? And these statements should increase what? Our iman. And be proud that this is who I worship. This is the one that I put my forehead on the floor for. I am proud to be a slave and a servant to the one who created 7 heavens. Yes or no? Powerful. That's what we're talking about. And that mentality can be seen in a great leader. Maybe one day we'll see, inshallah, that we're discussing a series for next, inshallah, in the fall, of the very good leaders that change things, that cause a serious impact, somewhat recent. One of them is Umar al-Mukhtar. You heard that amazing name? Umar al-Mukhtar. What country did he live in? Umar al-Mukhtar. Libya, صح? Fantastic. May Allah bless our brothers and sisters in Libya. They're going through some tribulation right now as we speak. May Allah settle things, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And if you're keeping up with the news, about 2 hours ago, there is some discussion about relocating 1 million people from Gaza to Libya. This was just 2 hours ago. Subhanallah. May Allah ease things on our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Ameen, Rabbil Alameen. So the point being here, Umar al-Mukhtar, who was he fighting? The Italians. They came, they took over Libya, killing people. Umar al-Mukhtar, he's an old man. He's been fighting the Italians for 20 years. He died at 72 years old. Warrior Mujahid, may Allah have mercy on him. So when the war was taking place and the Libyans didn't have much weapons, so they were telling, Ya Umar al-Mukhtar, Italia tamlik, Italy owns airplanes, jets. We hardly have anything. What kind of gun, what gun will it do? And what will it take? What shot will we aim for? So then Umar al-Mukhtar, when he heard his people saying, the Italians have airplanes, they can shoot us. So he says, أَتُحَلِّقُ فَوْقَ الْعَرْشِ أَمْ تَحْتَهِ? Do these airplanes fly above Allah's throne? Or do these airplanes fly under Allah's throne? They said, تَحْتَ. No, it flies under Allah's throne, because Allah's throne is above the 7th heaven. So then Umar, may Allah be pleased by him, he says, مَعَنَا مَنْ فَوْقَ الْعَرْشِ. With us is who's above the throne. فَلَا يُخِيفُنَا مَنْ تَحْتَهِ. Then whoever is under Allah's throne does not scare us. Shufa the iman. This ayah can cause someone to have that level of iman and striving for greatness for the sake of Allah. And he died as a shaheed. May Allah accept him. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. And this paved the way eventually to the liberation of the people of Libya. So if someone after all of this is still arrogant and whatever the case may be, pulling a Qarun, someone who's a show off, Allah says, ثُمَّ ارْجِعْ الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ. No, look again. Keep looking at Allah's creation. Keep looking at the heavens. You can notice Allah is emphasizing this. I'm not repeating myself. Allah is bringing the ayah again. Because when you keep looking at Allah's creation, one of two things happen. Either the arrogant will increase in arrogance, or the believer will increase in belief. May Allah grant us the best in Rabbil Alameen. ثُمَّ رَجْعَ الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ. And it's very humbling. No matter how deep you look into Allah's creation, it just continues to humble you. You go write your own essay. Nowadays, we celebrate when we write an essay with our own effort. This is insane. Bro, this essay, my own words. Wallah, it's an accomplishment. So what do? You say, you know what? Let me just submit it into ChatGPT and ask it, is there any room for improvement? And what a horrible thing that can be. And how humbling will ChatGPT be to us? You submit that and you think you aced it. You think this essay is so good. What do they respond back? Your essay is so horrible, your life needs improvement. Right? It's humbling. But to Allah, it's the complete opposite. You look at Allah's creation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best at what He does. So then Allah gives us even finer details. Not just look at the seven heavens. You can't even look past the first one. Allah says, look at even the finer details. وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِوَتْ بِمَصَابِيحِ Allah says, we decorated the sky with like lamps. And what is Allah referring to here? The stars, the planets. You truly appreciate that. Let me see and let's talk about Allah's zina, decoration to the sama that we have observed. There's more than what we have observed. Ready for some numbers? It says that there's between 100 to 200 billion galaxies in the observable universe. How many? Between 100, think of one number, 100 billion galaxies. Everything that you very much learned, Pluto, which is gone, right? And then you have Mercury, and you have the Sun, and you have all these stars. All of that is in which galaxy? The Milky Way. Excellent. In the Milky Way. So what we're learning, besides the Milky Way, there's another 99.99 billion galaxies. And that's from the observable universe. I'll give you one to relate even more. Remember the 60 miles per hour? Let me see if you guys remember. If you were to drive all what the universe have observed, as in the people, telescopes and everything, 60 miles per hour, how much time do you have to travel to cross it? 1 trillion years. Now, how many stars are there? Now, we're not talking speed, quantity. How many stars are there? Also with time, if you counted one star per second, 1, 2, 3, it will take you 31 million years to finish counting. 31 million years old. It's like, I'm done counting all the stars that we have observed. There's still 99 billion galaxies we have not yet observed. May Allah make us appreciate His greatness. Say ameen. So when you hear someone like that, Allah Jalla Jalalu, you don't give up on such power. That's why when Allah teaches us, if you came to me with sins that fill earth, sins that pack earth. Let me give an example. Can I use a chair? Tawfiq, can I use a chair next to you? Let's say, for example, for every sin that we commit, we put one chair. Sorry, Habib. Every sin we commit, we put what? One chair. And I have to give credit to Sheikh Abdul Nasir Jangda. He gave this example. It was remarkable. You commit a sin, chair. Can we get another chair? All right. You commit another sin, where do we put the chair? Ah, Samhani Majd. Huh? Huh? We commit another sin. Where do you put the chair? Whatever you want. Top? Okay, top. Another sin. Top. All the way until the sky. Then what do you do now? Next column. Sin, 2, 3 million, all the way to the sky. Then what? Next column. Until when? Until you fill the globe. That's pretty bad, right? May Allah protect us. By the way, just want to clarify something. Sometimes it's not about quantity of sins. Sometimes one sin, the quality of it is so bad it would fill earth. So keep that in mind. May Allah forgive us. So Allah's telling us, Jazakallah khair. Allah's telling us, if you come to me with earth filled with sins, to the top, to the side, and then you come not associating anyone with Allah, Jazakallah khair. What happens? I will come and fill it up with forgiveness. See now how small it is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you have to see your sins as very big. That's why, what do the scholars, they teach us? Do not look at the size of the sin. Do not ask necessarily, is this haram or haram? The ulama, they teach us, don't ask how big the sin is. Don't focus on the magnitude of the mistake. Focus on the size of the one you're disrespecting. Focus on the magnitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here, وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحِ Look at the shift. Look at the change in the language. You're thinking of stars, beautiful, gorgeous. What does Allah say after that? For those that may not know, this like may throw someone off. What does Allah say after that? These same stars that are decorations, what are they? They are missiles. These same stars are missiles to whom? To the jinn, to the devils that try to eavesdrop the communication and the talk that happens in the heavens. Because the angels, let's use one example. Laylatul Qadr, one example. The angels, they receive all the update and information about you and I until the next Laylatul Qadr. The angels, some of them, do not know past 1 year. I know what will happen to you from this Laylatul Qadr till next year Laylatul Qadr, but nothing beyond that. So that's one example. What will the jinn do? When the angels, they receive this, they may discuss with one another. Oh, brother so-and-so will go to Hajj this year. Wow, yeah, I have it here. Right? Oh, his son is going to die right before he travels, by 2 days. It happened. One of our brothers, may Allah have mercy on him, Cleveland, may Allah have rahmah on him. They were heading towards the airport from Cleveland to Detroit to go to Umrah. On the way, his own brother passed away and he returned back. The angels had this. So now what happens? The jinn, the devils, they try to eavesdrop. And then they come to earth and they work with the magicians, the fortune tellers. They throw in one truth with 1,000 lies. And once you get one right, people fall for it. May Allah protect us. That is why Allah is showing you how serious it is. When the jinn, they go up, that same decoration will become a missile that knocks him out. رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينَ. This is just a dunya punishment. What about afterlife? These devils, وَعَتَدْنَا لَهُمْ. Continue. عَذَابَ السَّعِيرِ. Allah says even hell for them in the afterlife. So we got to learn about this. When we see the stars and things of that sort, these blessings can be a curse for us if we used it in a wrong way. It can be a curse for us if we used it in a wrong way. Someone gets into horoscopes. Oh, you're a Scorpio. Oh my God, that's why your attitude is, أعوذ بالله. I'm such and such. No, I will never, if you're from July, no, cancer, no, something. May Allah protect us. These horoscopes. Or someone goes to read the palm, right? Etc. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells you 2 things. Number one, if you went just for fun, and you will never believe, your salah is not accepted for 40 days. Let me check it out. I saw this website. Just let me see what does it say. I will never believe, wallah. Salah is not accepted. It doesn't mean you don't have to still pray. You still have to go pray. If someone falls into it and believes, فَقَدْ كَفَرَ بِمَا نُزِّلَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ, then you have disassociated yourself from the entire religion of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This unseen only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want the good news or the bad news? Both are good news. But it's like, what, the bad news? May Allah protect us. The good news is that since Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been revealed to, Allah changed the entire system of the sky that no jinn can ever hear what's happening anymore. One more time. We said this 2 Ramadans ago, Suratul Jinn. The surah called Al-Jinn. The jinn, they used to always go to the sky, try to pick up a few things and avoid. But then when they went to the sky at one point, they saw it completely sealed, missiles. Like, what's going on? That was the moment Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam received revelation. May Allah protect us. حَرَسًا شَدِيدًا وَشُهُبًا وَأَنَّا كُنَّا. We used to what? نَقْعُدُ مِنْهَا مَقَاعِدَ. We used to back in the day sit and pick up a couple sentences and make money out of it in however way. But now, whoever sits, what happens? شِهَابًا رَصَدَ. A missile that comes right at that jinn and knocks him out and kills him. Same thing, you take it at a human level. You see the moon, you see the stars. What will you say and how will you use it? People can go and contemplate. And people can use it to play with the opposite gender's emotions and use these terminologies and use this, go see the sunset in the haram relationship. The same blessing can make someone be on the other end. May Allah protect us. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Then we proceed to this. And you see the transition. عذاب السعير. Let's talk about hell. You see the transition? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the next several verses, He speaks about the people of Jahannam. May Allah not make us of it. Your attitude as a believer is what, when you hear these verses, pay close attention, because in the Quran, Allah speaks a lot about Jannah, heaven, and a lot about Nar, hellfire. In other religions, you will not see the afterlife being discussed as often. For example, Christianity. They don't speak about the afterlife and heaven and hell and the reward and the punishment. It's not much there, even though that's where we will spend the rest of our lives. In Islam, it's different. So the believer, what's your point of view? What's your mindset as you go through the verses of punishment? Who can help me? Huh? Who can help me? You have to tell me because there's a lot of ayat. Let me see if I can open this and see the brothers. Where are you? I see you, brothers. This is not the angel of death. It's me moving the curtain. Okay, bismillah. What's your mindset when you hear and read ayat about Jahannam? Go ahead.
You take them as a warning.
You take them as a warning. In what sense as a warning? You're right, but what like, warning as in what?
Do not
do like them. If I do like them, I'm going to deserve a punishment like them. So just learn what would happen if you do this, right? When you drive on Ford Avenue or Ford Street, whatever the proper terminology is. Road? Ahsan, jazakallah khair. We have a brother from the city that's correcting me. That's like, this is like sahih hadith. From the city of Dearborn helping me. May Allah grant you Jannah, Habib. MashaAllah alaik. So Ford Road, what do you see in front of Ford Sin? What is it? A crashed car. A wrecked car. Why? If you will not drive properly, if you text and you drive, this is your car. If this is what we do in front of putting cars that are wrecked, like, A'udhu billah, may Allah protect us, and it wakes you up, right? Allah is telling you, Jahannam, forget a wrecked car. May Allah protect us. So then you go and you reflect. You never sit and like, brother, can we just go to the next slide? Because we're all believers. No. You're going to be listening, terrified. I don't want to be one of these people. And that's how you will not be one of these people, is when you're scared listening to it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we'll go through them inshallah, Allah says, وَلِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمْ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرِ Allah says, those who disbelieve in their Lord, in the one that created them, those who heard the message of La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, those that have been advised numerous times, clearly, and they still kafaru, rejected, they will have a severe punishment in Jahannam, in hellfire. And look to what Allah says. وَبِئْسَ what? Al-Masir. Allah's telling you that place is horrible. If Allah is telling you something is hard, that means it's definitely what? Hard. We have different opinion about certain things. I don't think this is easy. I think it's hard. When Allah tells you it's easy, it's easy. Allah tells you it's hard, it's hard.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.